This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The gold, red, white, and purple potatoes grown in the Skagit Valley are in the ground for the most part, and growers are pretty pleased with the planting season. And later this summer, those same spuds will be sent to market, where Skagit Valley Farm CEO Tony Wisdom says the trade wars and tariffs don't have much impact on their growing or production decisions, since virtually all of their potatoes are sold domestically.
There could be some ripple effect because some of our product is shipped to areas maybe that are being affected by the tariffs and trade, and so it just then becomes a decision about where do the consumer put their dollars.
That said, potato popularity should help.
Fortunately, potatoes, of course, is still America's favorite vegetable, and although generally a little bit lower in value than other things in the produce section, when people have less money, they tend to maybe buy more potatoes. So in a kind of a weird way, maybe there'll be some ripple effect on that side of the coin. I mean, who knows?
But what about organic?
Yeah, I'd say we increase organic as a percentage of our whole operation. We increase every year. We're increasing. A lot more babysitting, a lot more fine-tuning. You know, the weather's always a factor. So, our, you know, weed control is a big issue. It's tough. But, you know, if it were easy, everybody'd be doing it, right?
So far, Wisdom says everything in the Skagit Valley potato world is looking good and right on schedule.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.